Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yushalmi Pei Daf Lamed Zayin. We are starting at the very beginning of the Amud, and in the Vilna source of daf, it's Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, just about halfway in between Halacha Gimel and Halacha Dalid. And today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Mars Miriam Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now our Mishnah had said Shal Beis Namer Hayol Malkitanai Sa Ima Chevel V'Noisin Pei Mikol Uman V'Uman. The people of Beis Namer, which was either a town or a family, they would harvest their fields with a rope of a specific size, and they would leave Peah from every single row, meaning they would take this rope, which was a particular length, start harvesting at the beginning of the row for the entire length of this rope, and everything left of that row was Peah. Now the Gemara tells us, Tani Abba Shol, Aymer Abba Shol says, Maskirin Oison L'Gnai U'Maskirin Oison L'Shevach, we mention this Beis Namer, both to their detriment and for their good. Maskirin Oison L'Gnai, why is this not good? Shehayu Noisin Peah Echad Mimeah, because they would only leave 1/100th of their field as Peah, and we know that Peah is supposed to be 1/60th. U'Maskirin Oison L'Shevach, however, we mention them for the positive, Shehayu Malkitin Oison Ima Chevel, Noisin Peah Mikol Uman V'Uman, because they would harvest it with this rope and they would leave Peah off of each row, and this made it very easy for the Aniyim. The Aniyim didn't have to wait till the end of the field was harvested. They knew that the moment that one row was finished, they could just take whatever was left at the end of that row. Now the Gemara tells us, Tani B'Shem Reb Shimon, it was taught in the name of Reb Shimon, Mipnei Chamisha Dvarim Lo Yitein Adam Peah El B'Sof Sadeu. There's five reasons why a person should only leave Peah at the end of their field. We've learned before that technically a person could leave Peah at the beginning or middle of their field. Reb Shimon's saying that there's five reasons why a person should make sure to leave the end of their field as Peah. Number one, Mipnei Gazel Aniyim, because of potential stealing from Aniyim. Number two, Mipnei Bitl Aniyim, because of potential loss of time for the Aniyim. Number three, Mipnei Aramayim, because of swindlers. Number four, Mipnei Maris Ho'ayin, because it looks bad. Number five, Umishum Sh'amar Torah, because the Torah says, Lois Chala Pa'asadcha. Now, first things first. Mipnei Gazel Aniyim Ketzad, what does that mean, because of Gazel Aniyim? This is because Shalai Yira Adam as Hashah Penuya, we don't want the owner of the field to see that this is an open hour, which means that he might notice that there's no Aniyim hanging around his field. The Yemel Krevi Ani, then he's going to tell his relative who's an Ani, Bavitolacha as Hapeah, come quickly and take pay for yourself. In other words, if he's not going to be leaving the end of his field as Peah, he might be in the middle of his harvest, notice that there's no Aniyim there, and then quickly pick up the phone and call his Ani relative and say, hey, you better come quickly and get some Peah. You're going to be able to get all of it because there are no other Aniyim here. And that's in essence stealing from the other Aniyim. So therefore, he has to leave Peah at the end of his field. Number two, Mipnei Bitl Aniyim Ketzad. What does that mean, Bitl Aniyim? That's Shloyu Aniyim Yashvin Musharman Kol Yoim. So that's so that the Aniyim don't have to sit there and watch his field all day. But Imerman say, Achshav Noisin Peah, Achshav Noisin Peah. Now he's going to be leaving Peah. No, now he's going to be leaving Peah. Elo Yelchav Yilkatu Besot Acheres. They're now going to be able to go and gather in a different field. Vivayu Beshasa Kilui. And they'll come back to his field when he's at the stage of Kilui, meaning when he's at the end of his field. In other words, if he's able to leave any part of his field as Peah, so then the Aniyim are going to sit there wasting their time all day just hanging out there waiting for him to say, okay guys, now you can come and take Peah. And that's a huge waste of time. But now that we're saying that he has to leave it at the end of his field, so they have no issues. They know that he hasn't finished harvesting his field yet. They could go to other fields to get Peah, and they'll come back to his field when he's almost finished. Number three, Mipnei Aramayim Ketzad. What's this case of a Ramai, a swindler? So we have two options over here. Either Shelo Yomer Kfar Nesati, so a person shouldn't harvest their whole field and say, oh, I already gave Peah. I just left Peah at the beginning of the field. You guys just didn't see. Or number two, Vihei Baris Hayafu Maitzia Sara, we don't want him to choose the good and leave the bad. If he's able to leave Peah from any part of his field, so he's going to go to all the good parts of his field and harvest them and leave all the bad parts for the Aniyim. But now that we're saying that he has to leave Peah at the end of the field, so he's just got to start from the beginning and harvest it all the way through. And if the end of his field happens to be really good, okay, so he's going to have to leave that for the Aniyim and he's not going to take that for himself. Number four, Mipnei Maris Ha'ayin Ketzad. What's Maris Ha'ayin? That's Shaloi Yuwa Ivrim Vashavim Ayrim, so that the passersby shouldn't say, see this fellow? What a guy he is. He harvested his whole field and he didn't leave Peah for the Aniyim. Now it's very possible that he left the beginning of his field as Peah and they already harvested it, but it's Maris Ayin. It doesn't look good. People are going to see him finishing his harvest. They're not going to see any Peah left and they're going to suspect that he didn't leave Peah off for the Aniyim. So therefore, he's got to leave Peah off at the end of his field. And number five is Mishum Sha'amar Torah, because the Torah says, Lois Chala Pa'asadcha, don't be Mechala, the corner or the end of your field. The simple understanding of the Pasuk is, leave the end of your field as Peah. And then moving on to brand new Halacha, Halacha Dalid. The Mishnah says, Nachri Shekatzar Sadeu, a guy that harvested his field, Va'achar Gachin is Gayer, and then he became a Yid, Pater Min HaLakir Min HaShechem Min HaPeah. peo. He's potter from like a chicha and peo. The pasuk tells us, "Bekutzrechem kitzir artzechem." When you harvest the harvest of your land, and this excludes when Gaim harvested. And when he harvested his field, he was a guy, so this field is potter from like a chicha and peo. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev at shecha. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev this ger in shecha she'en hashecha el b'shas ho'imur, because shecha only applies at the time of bundling. The pasuk tells us, "V'shachach to'aymer basade," you forgot a bundle in the field. Now, when he harvested the field, he didn't necessarily bundle it. He harvested everything, and he's only bundling it later. Now, by the time he bundles it and schleps them from one place to another, he's already a yid by then. So Rabbi Yehuda says that he's chayev in shecha. So now the Gemara says, "Yosam Rav Yehuda." Rav Yehuda seems to be saying correct. Ma'atam d'rabbanan. What's Rabbanan's reasoning that this ger is potter from shikcha? Lamaisa, he's a yid by the time the chiv of shikcha kicks in. So Rabbi Yossi says b'shem Rav Chizkia, and Rav Yehuda says b'shem Shmuel. K'siv, the pasuk tells us v'shachachta oimer, and you forgot a bundle. So now we have to add in the words zu shechas oimer. This is referring to forgetting a bundle. If you read the pasuk straight, it would be read as v'shachachta oimer basadeh, but we're breaking it up. Now we're understanding this third word of basadeh to be telling us we have to add in the word zu shechas kama. This is referring to forgetting standing grain. And what we're learning from this pasuk is that there's two types of shikcha. There's shikcha of a bundle, and there's shikcha of standing grain. Meaning, if you forget to harvest standing grain, that's also considered shikcha. So what do we learn from here? Es yesh la shikchas kama. Someone who's chayiv in shikchas kama, yesh la shikchas amarin. So he's chayiv in the shikcha of bundles. But es she'en la shikchas kama, someone who's not chayiv in shikchas kama. For example, this fellow, when he harvested his field, he was a guy. So he wasn't chayiv in shikchas kama. So en la shikchas amarin, he doesn't have a chiv of shikchas amarin, even though by the time he technically would be chayv in shechas amarin, he already had become a yid. Since he wasn't chayv in shechas kama, he's not chayv in shechas amarin. Now the Gemara tells us, Yisrael v'gai shayu shutfin b'kama, a Yisrael and a guy that were partners in kama and standing grain, chelkei shal Yisrael chayv v'chelkei shal guy potter. The chelek of the yid is chayv in like a shecha and peah, and the chelek of the guy is potter. Now Chizkiah says, b'shem Rav Yirmiyah b'machloikes. This is actually a machloikes. There's a b'raisa meseches demai that actually brings a machloikes regarding this, and it's not exactly as simple as we made it out to be. And moving on to brand new halacha hey. The Mishnah tells us, hektish kama upada kama. Let's say he was makdish his standing grain, and then he redeemed it from hektish while it was still standing grain. Chayev, he's chayev in like a chechem peya. Let's say amarim, upada amarim. He was makdish it already in its bundled stage, and then he redeemed it while it was still in that state. Chayev, also, he's chayev in like a chechem peya. But let's say kama upada amarim, he was makdish it when it was standing grain, and then he was paid it after it already was turned into amarim. Who turned it into amarim? Who turned it into bundles? The gizbar did it, meaning Hektish was in charge of that. So Petura, it's Pater and all these things. Shebeshas Chavasa Haisa Petura, because at the time that the Chiyav kicked in, namely at the time of the harvest, so it was Pater and all these things. Because we know that when Hektish takes care of a field, Hektish is Pater and like a Chechem Peya. The Mishnah continues, V'chayotze Bay, similarly, Hamaktish Pei Raisav, someone who's Maktish his fruits, his produce. Before they reach the stage where they're chayv and meiser, upadan, and then he redeemed them while they were in that same stage, chayavin, so he's chayv to give off meiser. If he was makdish them after they already reached the stage of oinus hameisres, upadan, and then he redeemed them while they were in that state, chayavin, so again, he's chayv to give off meiser. But let's say, higdishon ad shaloi nigmaru, he was makdish them before they got to the stage of oinus hameisres, v'gmaran hagizbar, and the gizbar finished them off, meaning they reached the stage of oinus hameisres while they were in Hektish's Rishos, va'achakach badan, and then he redeemed them, peturin. So they're potter from Meiser. Shebashas chayvason hayu peturin, because at the time that the chiyuv kicked in, they were potter from Meiser. Now the Gemara asks, v'lama tanisa trei zimnin, why do we have to teach this two times? This second case in the Mishnah, they were talking about being makdish his produce before or after it having reached Einas HaMeisres. This is an exact repetition of a Mishnah found in Meseches Chala. So why do we have to teach that Mishnah here and in Meseches Chala? So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yoina and Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shua ben Levi all say b'shem bar pedaya, then achas l'miruach v'achas l'shlesh. One Mishnah is telling us about miruach, the other one is telling us about a shlesh. Now miruach literally means smoothing out in a pile, and we know that grain or other types of produce is not chayv in meiser until it reaches the end of its processing, and that's called miruach, smoothing out in a pile, because that's usually the end of the stage of processing of a pile of grain or other things as well. So one Mishnah is telling us this halacha regarding miruach. If he was makdashit before miruach and then he redeemed it after miruach, so he's pater from Meiser, because when it hit Meiruach, which is the stage that it's chayiv in ma'aser. It wasn't in his rishos, it was in hektish's rishos. And the other mishnah is telling us about a shlish. We know that produce isn't chayiv in ma'aser until it reaches a third of its growth. If a date is growing and hasn't yet grown a third, and then he picks it, so he's not chayiv to give ma'aser off of it. And that's the reason why we have the mishnah taught again, is to tell us that if he was makdish it before it grew a third, and redeemed it from hektish after it grew a third, so again it'd be pata for ma'aser. And similarly, Rabbi Yossi Amar Rav Ba v'chavraya, Rav Yossi says that Rav Ba and his chavraya and his colleagues, they gave a similar answer as well. What was their answer? That chavraya Amri, the colleague said, achas l'miruach v'achas l'shlish. One mishnah is teaching us about miruach, one mishnah is teaching this halacha about shlish. However, we don't know which mishnah is which. And Rav Ba mefarish, Rav Ba explained that b'chala l'miruach u'bepeya l'shlish. The mishnah in chala is telling us the halacha of miruach, and the mishnah in peya is telling us this halacha of shlish. Why so? Well, it's really very logical. We know that produce isn't chayv in peya until it grows a third, so it must be that when our mishnah in peya is telling us this halacha regarding ma'aser, it's telling it to us regarding produce and a third of its growth. Namely, if a person was makdish's produce before it grew a third, and then he was paidit from the gizbar after it grew a third, so he's paidit from giving ma'aser. And the mishnah Maseches Chala is talking about making a dough, which is chayv in chala, and we know that the chiv of chala kicks in for a dough, b'shas gibul, that's when it's being mixed and kneaded together, and shas gibul of a dough is similar to meruach of a pile of grain or of produce. So therefore it's logical to say that the Mishnah Chal that quotes this halacha is talking about meruach, that if a person is makdish his grain or produce before meruach and redeems it from the gizbar after meruach, so he's going to be pater for ma'aser in that case as well. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.